very interesting, the speech, but the conversation of Mary Elizabeth regarding the fish. They're involved in trying to get Canadians to eat more fish. Uh-huh. And, of course, here, most of the people are fish, huh?
Yeah, but you're not eating fish.
I'm eating fish, but I don't...
Yeah, Tony, it's not eating fish.
That is not
eat the meat and the pork chop and fish. You know, Delia, it's only once a week. I don't think it's once, not even once a week.
Well, no, let me explain.
He is very juicy of the fish. He doesn't want to eat small fish, like Filipinos are very fond of eating small fish. And Tony always this big ones, which is very, very expensive here.
Fish steaks.
Fish steak and bones.
Wait a minute. That's not completely accurate. I like fish.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Let me explain. The only thing is, I like the fish broiled.
Canadian is.
But I don't. I don't like many of the ways in which Filipinos prepare the fish.
Yeah.
Turns me off. Turns me off when I look at one of these small fish. Cooked in soup, huh? And then the eye, and the head still on, and the eye looking up at you.
That
throws me off. You know, and I see that little poor fish with that white eye. You know, it reminds me of a cadaver. And I just it just throws off my appetite. The first time I arrived in the Philippines, that's what they served me for breakfast going down on the boat. My God, I said, I can't eat that.
That is why you're not...
No, that's for the cats, as far as I'm concerned.
You're discriminating our small fish.
I despise your food.
You despise our small fish here because you are not fond of eating small fish.
And, you know, another thing, they use too much salt, like the guinemus. Huh? That's a very small fish, by the way. And
You have salted fish there also.
I suppose now it's more because of the cold stories. You have more fresh fish. In the early years, they used to have a lot of salt fish because they didn't have cold stories.
I remember one time you liked to eat that dried fish, no? But now,
it's a matter of way it's cooked.
Well, yeah.
And
I
cannot get Filipinos to change their way, and you cannot get Canadians to change their way.
That's why.
Cook the fish the way I like it. You cook the fish the way you like it.
Bisse, Caroline, Tony, just wait. And then he just want to wait.
Now, what I figure, my job is not to cook, is to think. And to plan and to execute the programs. And sometimes I do cook. Anyway, I suppose when you go to Leyte, I'll have to do some cooking.
Yeah,
Ludi and the kids are going to Leyte for vacation.
Well, here it's very difficult to cook a different kind of mino because it's too expensive, the ingredients, you know.
That's true, but then again, you see, you're different than your sister, Lolly. And you're more people-oriented. You look at cooking as just a pragmatic thing. You have to eat to keep alive, so this... It's okay if it's cooked, and that's it, you know. But Lolly, like, you know, the way she did up the dishes and so forth, she just enjoyed it. It was culture.
Cooking really needs a time you're
cooking.
But with the kids, my gosh, they're running
Balibad,
the store and the... And my novena and my
but your people
ironing and then the washing.
Yeah, but the thing is too, you're people oriented.
Yeah.
You can be cooking, and if a crowd of people comes around, forget the cooking. The people, that's okay. Anyway, some people are task-oriented.
That's also part of our job.
Some people are people-oriented and have to balance the two, of course. So we need
but
all
anyway,
three.
I did not abandon my job.
No, you are. No, it's true.
I have to.
Even though you find it hard, you still do it.
At least I did
you know,
try my best to
one time,
do my...
One time when my mother and father were on a vacation, and I guess Bessie, Delia, and Carla, and I suppose myself and John also, I guess the whole family. Anyway, mother and dad were away, and the cooking was being done by the maid. I forget the names, and my mother used to always tell that story. But anyway, the maid wasn't very good cook, see? And the only thing she knew was how to make was hash. Everything was hash. Hash, breakfast, dinner, and supper. So everyone got fed up, you know. So they kept asking her, what are you going to have for dinner? Oh, hash. God, I got tired of hash. So she was getting also tired of the criticism that we were throwing at her. So they asked her, what are you going to have for supper? Hash? And someone said, and she said, oh no, we're going to have hasabasash. Hash kihapon, no?
Hash lang.
So, anyway, that was the way it went.
Hi, Len.
Oh, we got a visitor coming in. We have to cut off the tape now, just a sec. Let's see. See, that's very funny. We were just talking about this, Ludi being people-oriented, and that person, a friend of hers, lady, just came in and said, oh, we got a meeting at 12 o'clock. So now she's going to go. I'll leave no lunch yet. So you better have lunch.
Stay. I have to serve lunch first.
Yeah, but 12:30, but it's 12 o'clock now.
Before going.
No, you still have to get lunch and you have to get ready to go downtown. Oh, it's close to 12. No, I think it's almost
12.
Right?
I can serve you now.
Okay, and then I have to go downtown today.
I have lunch for breakfast.
Yeah, and hasabasash.